healing our broken humanity, practices for revitalizing the church and renewing the world. Written by Grace Jisun Kim and Graham Hill. Forward by Willie James Jennings. Read by Amanda Day. To my family who teach me what it means to be new in Christ, my spouse Perry, and my three children, Theodore, Elizabeth, and Joshua, and to my very special friends, Graham Hill, who continuously inspires me to become new in Christ, and Donald K. McKim, who encourages me every step of the way. Grace Jisun Kim. To Grace Hope Park, I thank my God for you and pray you'll grow to love Jesus deeply. I pray you'll live a full life, shaped around God's grace and hope. To Felicity, Madison, Grace, and Dakota, I'm astonished by how much you love me and so thankful to be doing life together with you. And to Grace Jisun Kim, your friendship is dear to me and a source of inspiration. Graham Hill. Forward. Willie James Jennings. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness, says 2 Corinthians 12:9. These words spoken by the Lord to Paul capture both the dilemma of Christian existence and its promise. Our dilemma is our weakness. We, the disciples of Jesus, are weak in relation to worldly power, whether it be military power or the power of nation states or the power of corporations. Indeed, we are always immersed in the flows of worldly power. As Jesus said, we are inescapably in the world, John 17:14 through 16, and subject to its chaotic winds, economic, military, social, and environmental. Yet we do not belong to this world. We are not children created or sustained by worldly power. We are created and sustained by the Word of God. John 1:1 through 4 and 1 John 1:1 through 3. The strength we live and move by is of God's only child, Jesus, who, through the Holy Spirit, works in us to do God's good will. Our dilemma is our weakness, but so too, it is our promise. God works in and through our weakness. The condition of our weakness is the stage on which God elects to work to overcome despair and hopelessness and to bring life out of death. Weakness works, but weakness is not a divine ploy, a facade that God uses to operate in worldly power. Our weakness points to the very shape of creaturely life. We are
sample complete. Ready to continue?